Hey, welcome in time for the first daily editorial of the week. We are going to discuss the allegation that supposedly a number of balloons passed over the United States during the time that Donald Trump was in office. An awful lot of liberals have even said that that could not have happened. Jimmy, let's talk about, number one, what Chuck Schumer said.
Well, so Chuck Schumer came out and said, he's saying that this balloon that crossed over the United States from the Aleutian Islands over partially over Canada, over Idaho, Montana, all the way down across the middle United States, over nuclear weapon sites, over massive communications facilities through the center of the United States, and then came across to South Carolina. Oh, by the way, my brother-in-law he lives down on the beach, down in South Carolina, Pawleys Island. And he was there and has a videotape from his iPhone when they shot it down. It's pretty interesting, pretty funny. But basically, this balloon floated across the United States. Chuck Schumer, the Senate chairman, says, oh, we were jamming it. The military was jamming it, and it wasn't they were stopping whatever information that was coming out of it. And that is an impossibility, I just will say, technically. That is an impossibility without a massive jamming device that's overhead of this this platform that would actually jam things below it as well. So technically, he's full of it. And and that is basically consistent with many other things that the White House is putting out right now, proving that they're full of it. And there's just unbelievable lying going on right now out of the White House, out of the Biden administration, out of the Department of Defense.
Yeah, all over.
Yeah, so the big, and you know what you started off with, the accusation popped out yesterday from DOD and for at least from sources from the Department of Defense, which means that probably civilian contacts to journalists that work in DOD in the probably the Office of Secretary of Defense. The accusation was made that, well, multiple balloons had crossed over during the Trump administration.
Yeah.
Now, Donald Trump immediately came in and said, no way, that's fake news.
Yeah.
Well, then every one of his former senior intelligence officials, government, the director of the CIA, the two directors of the of National Intelligence, the Secretary of State, everybody came out and said, no, that didn't happen. Then the Biden DOD followed that up with saying, well, okay, now it looks like they may have happened. We didn't know what happened when it happened. It happened while he was in office, but no one knew about it during that. Now, that it begs the question of what the hell was going on if they missed these type of balloons.
Yeah.
Right. First of all, that means a huge intelligence failure.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, that, how many years ago are we talking? We're talking a lot of years ago. What's the point of even bringing it up?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's only to appease your political base to try to say, oh no, look, when Trump was in office, he did it too.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, it's a total, it's just a fabricated lie or a huge embarrassment for the intelligence community to say, oh, we only found out later. But it looks more like they're just trying to spread disinformation in order to convince their voters and their supporters that, in fact, these guys, you know, knew what they were doing. But clearly, they did not know.
Yeah, I'd have to say, Jimmy, it was, if nothing else, it was a very, very large mistake / embarrassment for the DOD.
Yeah, there may have been other things going on here that we don't know about. They may have reported it to the chain of command, to the White House, to the National Security Council. They may have made a decision not to shoot it down and let it pass all over these key installations. When it came across South Carolina at 60 miles up, it had view to Fort Jackson, to Shaw Air Force Base, to over Cherry Point down in on the Carolina coast, a large number of South Carolina and North Carolina, you know, Fort Bragg, the headquarters of the Joint Special Operations Command, the headquarters of Army Special Operations Command of the 82nd Airborne Division.
Yeah.
These are very, very dangerous facilities for foreign intelligence operatives to collect data on. You know, they're potentially, you know, gold mines of data. And I will tell you, it's easy to burst transmit collected data on these positions upward to a receiving satellite. And it would be incredibly difficult to stop it without shutting down a wide swath of electronic communications in the United States.
Well, it just sounds ridiculous that the press is even worried about that right now. I don't get it personally at all. Carrie Lake was on the Charlie Kirk Show, by the way, this morning. And I would like to recommend, Charlie is doing a lot of stuff now for Citizen Free Press. So I would like to recommend that you guys take a look at that, charliekirk.com.
Yeah, so Charlie Kirk, you know, founded Turning Point USA. It was basically focused on youth and getting them involved in conservative ideas.
Yeah.
He's, you know, they've spread, they've got groups all over the country in many, many places. And, of course, he's got now this podcast.
Yeah.
Daily Show, and he gets on some good guests, and he talks, and he's a fairly accurate guy. He's fairly young. He's very motivated. He's kind of helping put things in the right direction in the United States. So,
well, I think
I agree.
And,
you know, of course, Carrie Lake is right now.
You think what, Jim?
I think Carrie Lake and the election in Arizona and the continuing legal battles there are essential to the future of our country's democracy, of our republic, not democracy, because of this, you know, the problems that that happened there in the elections. And if it doesn't get stopped pretty soon, you're going to see, I think, a very negative backlash. One, you'll see violence, and two, you'll see a very negative backlash to our government, the system of government, because we just don't trust it anymore. And
well,
you're seeing
only,
it everywhere.
Yeah, it's the just, only comment I would make on that one is I think that whoever is behind, whether it's the conservatives or the Democrats, and I think it's the Democrats personally, but that is just a personal opinion on my part. Whoever is behind it really ought to cut it out, because we do not want to have a total lack of faith in the voting system.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I mean, and I would say probably better than 50% of people don't trust it right now. And I think recent polling confirms that those estimates.
I definitely agree with that, Jimmy. What else is hot in your mind right now?
Well, I'm looking forward to hear what Creepy Uncle Joe is going to say for his State of the Union speech this week.
Yeah.
That, to me, you know, they are trying to prepare the population to say, hey, what wonderful things he's done, what legislation he's got passed. But it seems to me that everything they have touched has been, you know, damaged by this administration, including the border security, national security policy.
There isn't any other than up on the northern border.
Right. And even up on the northern border, they're having significant problems. Although it's fun to look at. I just saw that that people in New York, illegal immigrants that have moved into New York, are actually moving into Canada because they can't take the services and the cramped conditions and the drug and the violence that are happening in New York. So
very interesting. Very interesting. Moving back to Canada, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Canada's having some, I mean, really difficult governance problems with this administration, with the Trudeau administration.
Yeah, they are. There's no question about that. I want to give our bloggers another compliment. I spent a lot of time on Saturday going over the comments. They were great. We got up to about 200 by the time Sunday rolls around. And in addition to going, I'm looking forward to hearing what you guys have to say, seeing what you guys have to say about today's daily editorial, and then I'll certainly go back and make some comments on what came on the blog on Sunday. I know we got up to 200 comments, Jimmy, which I'm pretty happy about that. The real strength of this show in terms of a dissemination of information are the bloggers, in my opinion, Jim.
Yeah,
and yep. You're pretty well. You're pretty skookum too. There's no question about that.
Oh well, I love the different ideas that are popped out there, and I love the debate. You know, the different views. People have different views on it, and it's actually good to get both sides of the views, the positions. Whenever any one of us think that we have all the answers, I think we're going to find out we're wrong.
That's right.
But we try to do our best. I mean,
Yeah.
actually, I try to do my best to keep up with things.
You do a great job, Jim. No question about that. Anything over the weekend happened that you took an interest in?
I was kind of spending time with my son, who was back
Yeah.
from Clemson, and watching. There's so many things that are happening right now that are so damaging to the United States and to the confidence in our governance, but more important, the social issues that are out there and the transgender issues and there's just over and over these things keep popping up. I
Yeah.
will say the Grammys were on last night. I didn't care. No, I don't think anybody else did either.
No, I didn't care. I didn't even watch it.
Yeah, but apparently. They had a show. I was listening on the radio this morning. They did a little performance with the devil, and right after they did that performance, showing devil, fire, flames, and a really nasty song, it was sponsored by Pfizer. So
Wow. I don't
there's
know
more
why they would. I don't
information.
know why they was that. I don't know why they would do that personally, other than trying to, perhaps shock a lot of people. Shock and awe.
Yeah, there's a big effort by Hollywood
Yeah.
and by I would say by very influential media types to basically, alienate and attack conservative viewpoints, but
Yeah.
most importantly, moral viewpoints.
Yeah.
They're just taking away more basic for moral philosophies. I guess there's a very popular show out on HBO called The Rest of Us, and it's a kind of a post-apocalyptic,
Yeah.
post-virus show that apparently is good. I haven't seen it, but it was funny because my daughters have been watching it, and they watched the first two episodes, thought it was great. The third episode, it was all focused on a gay couple in this post-apocalyptic world,
Yeah.
and my daughter was like, oh, it was so, they're making it very intimate and sweet, basically desensitizing them to, kind of the social constructs that
Yeah.
we, must live with. And I see that constantly happening where the very influential, very powerful media people are undermining basic moral values and pushing against on, conservative or Christian thought.
Yeah.
In order to achieve, to basically influence our children. And with they influence the children, they separate them from their parents. When they
Yeah.
separate them from their parents, they're more ripe to anger and frustration, and then we have violence and destruction. And that's what you could see in the Maoist revolution in China,
Yeah.
where it was really against the old cultural norms and values,
Yeah.
and the younger Maoists began. Doing these wonderful things of, burning every book,
Yeah.
arresting anybody that had any historical or cultural views, eliminating any ideas that were against what Mao wanted, and it cost millions and millions of lives, and set them back for, quite a long time. Of course,
Yeah.
now they're re-pushing their agendas right now, and that's very clear with this balloon event.
Well, what I have to say, Jimmy, is I will be very, very surprised if the power in the world, this whole thing is done, this thing being defined as what you and I talk about, and people like Charlie Cook talk about every day, the degeneration, for lack of better terms, of our country. I will be amazed if the power in the world stays in a similar environment as it is today. I will be amazed. I think you're going to see some very surprising countries have a phenomenally large basic change in the way these countries operate. I really believe that, Jim.
Well, with the advent of technology of artificial intelligence, this rapid movement towards digital currency, which would control people's economic power and
Yeah.
everything about their lives, you see a potential, in my view, potential collapse of actually, freedom
Yeah.
around the world. So it'll, in my view, it'll, and I want to look at this optimistically, that pressure will create pushback.
Yeah, it's
That
pretty.
pushback should hold, should hold firm, because ultimately people always rebel against control.
Yeah, they do. I will be very surprised though if your scenario comes through. I don't think it's going to come through. I really don't. I think the government, specifically in the United States, has so much control, and the opposition party to us, I would have to say, is so effective in their means that I think it's I don't see how it can change other than in a negative sense, Jim.
Well, it's certainly going to go more negative for a while, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And then ideally, the pendulum will swing back the other
Oh,
way. But
yeah.
we've been in these positions before. I mean, 1861 to 1865 were not real pretty times
No,
in America.
that's true.
And
No.
we came out of that, of course, World War I, World War II, the 60s, late 60s, 70s,
I don't think we came out of the 60s unscathed, though. I really don't.
I agree with you.
Yeah, I think some very major societal changes occurred as a result of the major switch in philosophy, the total degeneration of moral values that happened in the early to mid 60s. That is where this whole thing started, Jim.
Yeah, it did. And again, that was, very well focused on a I mean, not, I shouldn't say focused, but supported by
Yeah.
Marxist ideology, and it was funded and trained, and it was, infiltrating our institutions, our schools, and of course, it's even gotten greater now with this diversity, equity, and inclusion ridiculousness that actually isolates and separates and divides people rather than unifies them.
I'll tell you one thing I noticed yesterday. I attend on a regular basis a non-denominational Christian church, and I am noticing that preponderance of young people that attend the services on Sunday is growing almost every Sunday. It's kind of interesting.
Well, I think people, when they get into desperate situations, will return back to faith. And that's what I pray for, what I'm hoping for. I don't want to see our civilization collapse in order to achieve faith.
You're right.
But at the same time, the importance of seeing that there's something more important out there is, to me, is critical for the success and survival of the human race.
What are the odds of that happening, Jim, in your opinion?
Well, I think we're faced with so many catastrophes right now. I think they're
Yeah.
gonna be higher. Of course, many people will die, and there will be awful things that happen between now and then. And for those of us that, I mean, life is always challenging,
Yes, it is.
and then we die. And
Yeah.
where we go when we die is anyone's guess, yours and mine. I don't know, but I have faith in the fact that
So
there is
do
something
I, Jim,
greater.
big time. I have big time faith, yeah.
So.
No, I don't. I really believe that God put us here. God gave us free will so we could improve ourselves. And I think there is a possibility that as society changes, as it evolves into what it will be maybe 10, 20 years from now, I think it's going to be better than it is right now. I really believe that. You know, it's funny, but I just got done reading Revelation, which is not a particularly difficult book to get through, but I would say it really has a lot of optimism, in my opinion, in the sense that, it's a story of good overshadowing bad, basically, how the goodness of God basically changes the world, and the evil doings of the devil don't win out in the end. And I think that's probably what's going to happen, contrary to what I just said, Jim.
Well, that's what I'm praying for.
Yeah,
And
there we
I
go.
tell you, a lot of us need to do it right now. We can complain and bitch about all of these problems, but we have to do something about it to fix them rather than just sit back and complain. And
Oh,
that means get involved somehow and keep communicating and talking to other people. But
right,
trying to be
I agree.
positive is a little bit good.
And I think that so shows like ours, programs like ours, and audiences like we have that are vocal about all the issues that we talk about, I think are playing a big role, perhaps, in the positive evolution of our country. Jimmy, 19 minutes. What do you want to talk about next?
Well, the only thing I just want to make a comment before we close out here, you know, there's a couple of people on the blog have commented about, you know, my position on Ukraine and that, that Ukraine is winning. And I want to be very, very clear. Ukraine isn't winning. Russia isn't winning. The West isn't winning. The East isn't winning. No one is winning in this entire conflict in Ukraine.
Right, I agree.
With the exception of potentially the Chinese.
Uh-huh.
The rest.
Now, Jim, let me ask you something. Why do you say with the exception of the Chinese?
Because as the West degrades its power and pumps all these weapon systems into Ukraine, it looks to me like it would have been a very wise move for the Chinese to tip the hat to the Russians to go forward, because they don't really like the Russians either. And it puts the Chinese into a very financially beneficial realm with funding and equipping and I'm not weapons, but just funding and equipping and actually manufacturing.
Yeah.
They're doing well after COVID in spite of the lockdowns, the crazy policies they've had. They're economically, they're doing all right. And so they're gaining more power while the West and the United States certainly is declining.
Well, I'll tell you, the proof is in the pudding when you look at the growth, growth in the GDP numbers between the United States and China. China is virtually in that area basically jumping up and down on the dead body of the United States, I would have to say. Figure that out.
I'm not going to say we're dead, but I say we definitely are not doing well right now.
No, I agree.
It's embarrassing how bad we're doing.
Yeah.
Polling proves it. And, of course, we'll see how Joe Biden can stand up and give his State of the Union address. Very interesting, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the governor of Arkansas, former White House press secretary for President Trump and White House spokesperson, will give the Republican rebuttal to the State of the Union address.
I think Sanders, Huckabee Sanders?
Yeah, Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Yeah, yeah.
So
she's pretty good. I like her.
Yeah, she says things straight. She's doing some great things down in Arkansas right now, apparently.
That's what I understand, yeah.
And my guess is that she'll be as watched as Joe Biden is. And the reason why the majority of people will be watching Joe Biden because they'll be looking for his gaffes.
Yeah. Well, I think you're right. I don't think there's any question about that. We'll have a good daily editorial on that one the day after. Thanks so much, Jimmy.
You bet, Al. We'll talk to you later.
Yeah, I'll talk to you soon.